This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, right? Engage. If I do a Star Trek reference, you guys will make fun of me. Never mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And again, I do very much appreciate the time you guys are with me and you're spending time with me. All right. Yeah. We were talking about, I got to finish this up, though. All right. We're talking about Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom. That's the best way to put it. Anyway, he is over in China. What for? Don't understand. I mean, if it was a governor's delegation that went over there and kind of talked about different ways they could all work together to get product here faster and or to get China to buy product from here. I mean, all kinds of stuff. But no, that wasn't it. He was over there for a photo op. He was over there trying to look presidential, statesman-like. I mean, the guy's a real putz. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about how your business is doing, how your kids are doing. He knows what's better for you. He's going to sign it. Whatever it is, to make sure you do what he thinks is right for you. You don't have control of your kids. This state is working overtime to make sure the parents don't have control of their kids. They decide, they're going to let the kids decide what medical treatment they need, whether it's for sexual or anything, abortion, any of those things. And you'll have nothing to say about it. You won't be able to stop it. And if you try to, the kids will be taken away from you. If you don't believe me, go read the laws. Find the stories that are out there where this stuff does happen. Many human rights activists, though, are really livid at him, at Newsom. And then not even just that. I mean, you're talking not just the constituents are miffed at him. Democrats, his own party, are miffed at him. And Newsom failed to mention that Xi has broken previous clean energy promises. What promise has they kept other than wanting to be the superpower? Honestly. Has China kept any promises? No. Right? And he doesn't. And you know what? He broke his promise or just decided that, you know what, I'm not going to live up to my pledges to scale back emissions by 2030. Not interested. And John Kerry's running around saying, yeah, they'll do it. They'll do it. It's not a problem. They'll do it. No, they won't. Chris Smith, a representative, longtime human rights champion, he chairs the Congressional Executive Commission on China. He condemned the trip as an excursion based on a naive understanding of China's repression. No, no, no. You know what? These Democrat governors, they love that. They want to learn how to do it. They want to learn how to shut your state down, their little countries. do what the president of China is doing. Right? They don't really care. They've never checked out the long-term ill effects. Right? All these negative ramifications for American or U.S. security interests. They don't care. He probably has sat with one Chinese person, one group of Chinese that came here to get away from that regime, came here to get away from that garbage. Now, Smith accused Newsom of allowing himself to be used as a propaganda tool, and he didn't secure any improvements on human rights or any critical issues, nothing. He went there to hang out, eat food, look at the wall, take pictures, and look, I don't know what he was trying to look like. The New Jersey Republican specifically highlighted the plight of David Lynn, an 67-year-old pastor from Orange County. He'd been wrongfully detained and jailed in China since 2006. That Chinese authority sentenced Lynn to life in prison for what the U.S. government says are meritless charges. Right? Charge this guy with fraud. The sentence was recently reduced to end in 2029. Oh, isn't that nice? 2029. Really? And God only knows what kind of conditions he's living in. Right? But you're telling me that Newsom couldn't push for his freedom? Probably doesn't even know about him. I'd even go that far. He probably doesn't even know about him. Anyway. Before Newsom's trip, Lynn's daughter, she called on the governor to press China officials to release him. She said that Newsom should raise my father's case by name as well as the names of others wrongfully detained. You know, there's no reason why. If he's there, and they need him and or want him there, do you really believe that the president of China couldn't release those people? Couldn't get them out so he'd get what he wanted? It's a tough place to be. I mean, not for him. He doesn't care. But you know what? You guys have voted him in, and now you're complaining? My God. Again, we told you about him. We told you about Joe Biden. We told you about many of these people that run for office that are pretty useless. They're in it for themselves. Now, a readout of Newsom's meeting with the Chinese officials included a mention of Lynn among several weighty topics that Newsom broached with Chinese officials. Human rights violations would be one of them. Yeah, I could never see Newsom pushing human rights violations. Joe Mazzini, your host, Brad Dacus, joins us after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, do something. You know, I used to say this all the time. I'll say it again. Do something more than nothing. Sitting there yelling at your TV set. Well, that's old school. Yelling at your phone. Yelling at your computer. Whatever. You know, it doesn't help. Doesn't do anything for you. Find one of these things that you're passionate about. I don't care if it's education, city stuff, water boards, whatever it is. Right? You need to be all over it like white on rice. That one thing. Take it on. Go to the meetings, ask your questions, don't let them get away with it. That's what happens. You think you're too ignorant. You think you don't have a clue or enough of a clue to be able to say anything. Not true. Open your mouth and say something. engaging and involved. Anyhow, and if you're worried about anything and you need some information, you need to know what to do, I know where you can go. Go to PJI.org. I've got Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of PJI.org. Always appreciate his time with me. And hey, Brad, you know, had a great time with you Saturday night. At the fundraiser. I wouldn't call it just a fundraiser. It's also an information. I got so much information out of that as to what you guys do, how many offices you have. And so before we get rolling, why don't you do it again? Tell us what PJI is, what it does, and how we can help.
Yeah, you bet. It was a fantastic event at the JW Marriott. We had about 740 people attending this big gala, our Celebration of Justice, and it was a clear sellout. But yeah, we talked about how we have we now have 36 offices in 29 states. I think last time we talked, it was 26 states, but 29 states. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge, all across the country, coast to coast. And, you know, it's really exciting to be a part of an organization that doesn't just, you know, we're unique. We don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's what we're all about. And so if there's anyone out there, anywhere in the country, they feel like their religious freedom or parental rights or sanctity of life, is in question or being challenged, they should not hesitate to contact us. And they can also sign up to become a regular monthly supporter. They also sign up to get our free e-newsletter, The Legal Insider. And it's all there at PJI.org, PJI.org.
Hey, for those of you who don't know, to show you how smart this man is, I never tell him what we're going to talk about. I just start throwing stuff at him. And he never stutters. He's right there with it. He's got it going on. You know, Brad, I'm seeing more and more of these detransitioners going after, hospitals and such, suing them for damages done to them. And now some of the detransitioners are getting together and they're suing the American Academy of Pediatrics for medical malpractice.
Yes.
Give us some insight on that, because they really, I mean, this is a tough thing to do, is it not?
Yeah, it's not easy, but it's very viable. And, of course, along with the American Association of Pediatricians, they're also going after, you know, the hospital that engaged in the procedure, the doctors involved. You know, a good attorney, wants to make sure he doesn't leave anyone behind in his lawsuit and his list of defendants. So these cases are very aggressive, but it does include that organization because they are pushing this out. And mind you, we're talking about Association of Pediatricians. These are supposed to be doctors that are to care and look after kids and for the health and welfare of kids. And yet they are taken over by leftist radicals that are not representative of the average pediatrician. And they're pushing these children to have body parts cut off, injected with hormones, permanently sterilized before they reach puberty. It is a monster of an organization, and they've been orchestrating it, pushing it, promoting it, and they deserve to be sued. And we at Pacific Justice Institute are encouraging these lawsuits. And if anyone's out there who feels they know of someone who's transgender and they want to detransition and they feel like they weren't given, you know, good counsel, they weren't given all the facts, and they weren't required to have proper amount of professional psychological analysis, et cetera, or just bad medical procedure, they should contact us at pji.org, and either we or an attorney who's an affiliate would be happy to work to try to line them up with solid legal counsel to hold these outright outrageous tyrants accountable for their dastardly deeds and destroying and ruining the lives of our young people.
Yeah. And no question about it. All right, there is conversation again, all over again. God, I didn't think we'd go back here about mandated vaccines in the state of California. And I mean, is there a way to get out in front of this? Is there a way to stop this based on what happened last time? Or we have to wait for something to actually happen? Because I know that you've taught me you've got to have a harm. You've got to have something. It's very hard to do these suits in a preventative way.
Right. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we are very aggressive in our litigation. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom, as far as the public schools are concerned, he pretty much did not give a state mandate for every child in every public school necessarily to have to be vaccinated. It was interesting that about 40 school districts went rogue and just did their own thing, like Contra Costa Unified School District in the San Francisco Bay Area. We had to go in and attack those and defend those kids, and we prevented every one of those children from having to be injected with something that, unfortunately, we now know statistically has some very, very frightening and terrible outcomes. One stat, for example, and this is from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control recognizes the stat. So that's where if people say, where are you getting it? That's where I'm getting it from. There's been a more than 13,000% increase.
Oh, yeah.
In myocarditis, serious heart condition in children 12 to 19 since the pandemic vaccines were implemented for young children. It is criminal. Criminal. These are kids that are dying. Their death rate has gone up significantly. From heart attacks have skyrocketed because of this. And that's just one element. We also, my wife and I, we know of a girl. She's just a teenager. She now has lupus. One of the four quadrants that also is hitting kids is autoimmune diseases, which is what lupus is. And it's so sad. These kids are healthy. Their lives are being hurt. So
We're gonna have to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dinkins when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israeli military stated that they are escalating their ground invasion in Gaza. Additionally, they reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. The conflict, which began with Hamas' attack on Israel on October 7th, has resulted in over 9,000 casualties on both sides. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is advocating for aid for Ukraine.
Ukraine is part of it. Obviously, Israel enjoys overwhelming support, but we think it's also important that we have a part related to Asia.
He told reporters today he agrees conceptually with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a sweeping package to provide funding to Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the southern border. He added, however, that Democrats will have to include strong border provisions to give Republican support. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Actually, that should say, like, California legislators. I mean, seriously. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. I've got Brad Dinkins on the line with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always, always, always appreciate his time with us. And, Brad, I want to finish up with, we were talking about some of these detransitioners and what have you. And I was asking you, I mean, are they going to be able to have a real case when it comes to, you know, suing these hospitals, going after, because you're finding out more and more and more that this, quote, so-called gender affirmation care is actually causing more harm than it is good, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. They're not curing any physical ailment or disease when they do this procedure. What they're doing is they're responding to a mental illness, and they're doing it by cutting off body parts, injecting with hormones, rather than addressing the root causation for this mental illness, gender identity dysphoria or confusion, and the underlying causation of it. There is causation. There's nothing biological or genetic or inherited about this. And, in fact, studies show pretty conclusively that there's a very high correlation with sexual child abuse and children who are victims of that who have gender identity dysphoria. That is, they want to change their gender to be a different person, to leave the old person that was abused and victimized,
right,
to try to become someone else. So it is outright cruel and inhumane. It's unprofessional. It's ignoring medical ethics. It's ignoring proper psychiatric responsibilities. And so I believe these people with these lawsuits have excellent lawsuits overall for a number of reasons. One is they don't get sufficient counseling prior to it in terms of diagnosing them of having this kind of resolute gender identity dysphoria. Most teenagers and young people really don't have the dysphoria as much as they just want to belong to something, and they have fears and insecurities, which is very different. They're also not given the full outcome and the risks involved. And then third, they're often having medical complications and things that that is happening because of a procedure that has not been fully tested and proved and accepted by the FDA. So I think that the door is wide open for lawsuits, and I think that's going to be the number one way of defeating this treacherous, just inhumane procedure.
Yeah, so it's again, it's just amazing to me how much the bureaucrats are getting away with, because there's more and more doctors now stepping up and speaking out against these kind of things. You know, later on I'm going to do a story around a doctor who's blowing the whistle big time. He was one of the ones that helped pioneer these gender identity surgeries and what have you. You say, wait a minute, this is all wrong. This is not really the way we had intended it, kind of thing. It wasn't supposed to be a fad. It was supposed to be a real condition that they could talk about and fix. And he said, it's not working out that way at all. All right, another issue. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in fact, you know, the studies show that the people who have this, young people who have this done, that the average will not live to see their 30th birthday because of unresolved depression and resulting in suicide. And the suicide rate, this is interesting, is just as high in LGBTQ-affirming communities like San Francisco as it is in more conservative Midwest and Southern communities. It's the same suicide rate because the internal confusion and depression is internal, not external. The stats are there. The numbers are there. It's so inhumane to allow ideology and politics trample upon facts and science at the expense of these young people.
Yeah, you missed it earlier. I actually played a clip from Fauci. You know, you talk about when somebody lies to you, it's very hard to trust them going forward. And so you saw back in 22, he did a couple of interviews where he said he never told the government to shut down. He never did this. He never did that. So I played a couple of those interviews, a short portion of it. And then I played his original back in, you know, when it first went down, right around 2020, where he said, no, we need to shut it down. I know it's going to be an economic problem, but you got to shut down the country long enough for this to dissipate. And I thought that was interesting. He didn't even, well, he knew, but he couldn't even admit to the fact that he lied, that he actually did put it out there. So another case that's coming up pretty quick is apparently parents are suing California over religious exemptions for school-mandated vaccines. I don't know if you caught this, but they're trying to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for your child to start school or to go to school. And I know you and I have had this conversation before, but when you can show the evidence that's out there today, can you fight this from a legal standpoint?
Absolutely. We at Pacific Justice have successfully fought this before. As I mentioned earlier, we got school districts halted from doing this, like Contra Costa Unified School District in Northern California. We can do it again. If there's parents out there and their school district is implementing this and they're ignoring any opt-out, any exemption request by the parents, religious, medical, or otherwise, then those parents should contact us at pji.org. We do all our work without charge. This is so inhumane. All of these young kids who are going to be suffering, we now know statistically, factually, a large number of them are going to be suffering serious, if not fatal, medical consequences. Not most of them, but a large number will. We know that for a fact. And
about myocarditis in young people, you know, going up, what was it, 13,000%?
Right. More than 13,000% increase in myocarditis, which is a serious heart condition.
There's nothing to worry about here. It's all safe.
Yeah, and then that's what causes these young athletes to suddenly drop dead on the soccer field. Yep. It's myocarditis resulting from the vax. This isn't me, you know, Brad talking or some conspiracy group. No, this is what is supported by the scientific, the British Medical Journal, et cetera. And that's one reason why Europe prohibits young people under the age of 18, actually bans it from the age of 18 from getting these COVID-19 vaccinations because the consequences are so severe and the children do not die. The original lie we were giving is that, well, this will prevent them from spreading it to other people. Well, we now know it does not prevent transmission. So there is no logical reason, medical reason for these for children and minors to be given something so dangerous that has no ancillary benefit to anyone else.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it's really funny when you watch what's happening out there. The medical community is calling out these vaccines. I was reading an article about a guy that had the single shot. Who had the single shot one? Merck. They had the single shot vaccine. And,
okay, they had the flu and the COVID together. Yes.
Right, but there was a fellow that got the regular COVID-19 vax, and he actually had a heart attack walking out of the office. He was in good shape, had a heart attack, was brought into the hospital, ended up having to have heart surgery, and they wouldn't give him heart. Now check this out: they wouldn't give him heart surgery unless he had a second shot. All right.
Oh.
And he's like, "Wait a minute! I'm in here because of the shot. I'm in here because of what happened, and you want me to take another one? Yeah, you're out of your mind." And
yeah, it's insane. It's monetary incentives. It's their policies to push it out, and they have this arrangement with Big Pharma, and they get big bucks for everyone they get to inject with this that they know full well is harmful. You know, I went to my pulmonary doctor because I have some asthma, so I'm keeping it in check. And the nurse, when it came in, and she said to me, I can see you weren't given the COVID-19 vaccine. I said, yeah, no, it's insane. It's going to do this and this. Here's the stats. And then her demeanor changed. She lowered her head and her eyes started watering, and she said, yeah, actually my son died about 2 weeks after being vaccinated. And then she just walked out.
Oh.
And that's how real it is. I know a relative on, I know someone who's had serious medical complications. I know of other people who have medical complications. When I personally know about a dozen people that have been majorly impacted by these vaxes,
right,
then it is very large in number.
Yeah.
And the numbers, the estimates are
we've got to go for a quick break and come back.
Yeah.
I definitely want to talk about what's going on in Israel. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Look out for a lot more of Brad Dacus when we return.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You do that by becoming informed. And as I always say, I only bring on people that have a clue. When I bring on people that have a clue, right, then you get a clue. Don't listen to me. I usually don't have a clue. Anyway, founder of PJI.org, Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Give us his legal insights on what's going on out there and the things that we have to deal with. You know, Brad, again, let's hit on what's going on in Israel right now. And I was talking earlier during the segment about how the government just admitted there's not 100, there's not 25, there's 500 American hostages being held by Hamas. So, you know, it's just heartbreaking, everything that's taking place over there. And the anti-Semitism now, that's not just rearing its ugly head, but it's in full force, isn't it?
No, it certainly is. And what's really sad about this anti-Semitism, it's not just Muslim students who hate Jews from either the United States or have student visas from one of many Muslim countries or, you know, around the world. No, it's also the result of professors, not just one or two extremists out there, but large numbers of leftist professors who are anti-Semitic, who hate Jews, who hate Israel. And it all came to the surface just recently. Over 100 professors from Columbia University recently signed off on a letter justifying Hamas's brutal, savage murdering of little children and innocent Israelis, saying that they're just really responding to earlier injustices as if to justify these terrorist activities, also ignoring completely the fact that the reason there's not peace, the reason Gaza has been so controlled, is because Gaza and Hamas is committed not for peace. They want to destroy every Jew and annihilate and exterminate the entire nation of Israel. It's like a Nazi war camp is what we have in Gaza. And so to expect Israelis to just allow themselves, their people, to be shot and killed periodically with missiles flying periodically, blowing up schools and churches or synagogues, should I say, and just treat this like a normal situation is outrageous. It's like us condemning London and England for attacking the Nazis in the mainland and not in World War II, ignoring the fact that the Nazis' goal and end objective is to annihilate London and to take over all of the UK. It's called self-defense, and Israel has every right to not just try to keep the missiles from hitting their buildings, but also, like the United Kingdom did, have the right to invade, to take out the cancer, to kill the cancer at whatever the cost and however they can do it. And that's what Israel is doing to save people who want peace from those who want death, genocide, and extermination and Holocaust.
Well, I went running around with somebody today over the fact that Netanyahu came out and said, look, there's no such thing as a ceasefire. If we have a ceasefire, it's Israel surrendering. We will not surrender. They have got to go, because as long as they're around, there'll be a hate for us, and they'll be constantly trying to take us out. And I said, just like ISIS, we had to take out ISIS. All right, they've got to do the same thing. They've got to take out Hamas, and
yes.
Hamas is because they're getting mad that civilians are being killed. I'm going, well, wait a minute. They're surrounding themselves with civilians. They truly are setting up in hospitals and schools and other places. So that gives them a pass, really.
Right. When we had the Afghan War after 9/11, the reason was clear. Afghanistan was controlled and dominated by terrorists whose goal was the annihilation and a death of Christians and Jews throughout the world and the conquest of every nation, including the United States. That was their goal, and there was no choice but to take them out and prevent that from being an ongoing threat to our existence. The same applies to Israel, even more so. The threat is more imminent, more direct, and it's not just Gaza. We're also talking about the West Bank, the Fatah. We're talking about the Hezbollah north of them, and, of course, the big head behind this serpent, Iran, who is funding and implementing all this destruction. I believe and I predict this war will not be over until Iran has its head cut off, to quote one of the leaders of Israel, to prevent them from fueling terror through other countries and outlets across the Middle East.
Well, I love the fact that, again, the Hamas is now claiming foul in so many ways. They're losing many of their leaders. I mean, Israel's going in there and taking their leaders out. I thought one of the biggest insults to them, I think it was last Thursday, what have you, where 13 Israeli women wiped out 100 Hamas males. And you say, you people don't understand what an embarrassment that is to them, because women are not equal to men. They're supposed to stand behind men. They can actually be flogged for walking out the front door without a man. And here's 13 women with a gun to take down 100 Hamas soldiers. It's just great.
Yeah, and recently, today it was, they talked about the refugee camp, the Hamas or the Palestinian refugee camp, and how the Israelis, they sent a bomb and they blew it up. A couple dozen or dozens were killed. And at first blush, you'd say, oh, this is terrible. How could Israel do that? Well, here's the rest of the story. First off, the camp was in northern Gaza. Israel had already warned them, this will be bombed, this whole area, leave to the south, leave to the south. Gave them not just 24 hours, gave them more than a week to move from the north to the south, because Israel says, we're going to bomb, and do more bombing. This is not safe. Number two, as it turns out, below this refugee camp was the tunnel and the place where the leaders, some of the leaders, in fact, one particular leader of the Hamas, were under these people. The Hamas uses hospitals and refugee camps as a safe haven. They use these people as shields, human shields, to do their dirty work. Israel's made it very clear, there is no safe place for you. If you told the people, if you're in a building where there's a Hamas, get out of the building because we're going to blow it up. Stay away from the Hamas. And Israel did what they need to do. They need to take out the Hamas. And it's the people in Gaza who need to do what's responsible. Flee to the south and stay away from these thugs, knowing that Israel's going to take them out, as they should.
Well, it's hilarious that people are all over Israel, or some are all over Israel, and Israel's sending out notices, we're going to bomb your area, you know what I'm saying, in a week, get out. I don't believe Hamas sent a note out to those kids that were dancing and partying, did they?
No, in the United States, you know, we didn't send out a bunch of notices before landing on the beaches of Normandy.
No,
we took them by surprise. I mean, that's standard operating procedure. We would have had higher casualties. Israel risked having higher casualties by giving prior notice to their intentions and what they were going to do. Israel goes way above and beyond a protocol of the United States, of NATO, in past military wars and conflicts. They are a model, not to be an entity to be condemned. And we need to be 100% supportive of them, because who they are fighting are also out for the death of America. And unfortunately, they're coming across our borders. That's now been released. Islamic jihad terrorists are coming across our border. And unfortunately, they haven't all been caught. And we're looking at our own destruction if we don't take it seriously and protect our people and protect our own border. But that's another travesty for another day.
Well, we had a ruling from a federal judge, I think it was yesterday afternoon, that said that Texas had to stop, the federal government had to stop taking down the razor wire that Texas put up to protect themselves there at Eagle Pass. Now, I thought that was a fantastic win. I don't know if it's permanent. I didn't read the article enough to know whether it's a permanent thing or what have you. I'm sure the feds will push back on it. But they do have a right to protect themselves, right?
Oh, they do. They do. And it's really sad, you know, that the Biden administration, the Democrats, what they're doing for long-term political strength at the expense of the safety of the American people is criminal. Yeah. You know, they look at all these people as future Democrats that's going to allow them to take the state of Texas permanently and make it a blue state and have indefinite power for generations to come. But the problem is their political goals are at the expense of the safety and security of countless Americans. And unfortunately, I believe in our lifetimes, we will see this play out. And it's going to be nasty. And we need to remember who is responsible. It's the Democrats in the United States, the Democratic leadership in this administration. And they should be prosecuted for this down the line if they're still alive to face the consequences.
Totally agree. All right, real quick, got about 20 seconds. Tell people how they can help you. If I can, people stop complaining and help them out.
You bet. We have over 220 cases in litigation coast to coast. Just go to pji.org, pji.org.
That's too easy, Brad. Brad, God bless for what you're doing. I always appreciate what you got going on there. And people, stop complaining about, ooh, what do we do? And support groups like Brad's, companies like Brad's. And Brad, again, have a great rest of the week. Joe Messina, your host, a lot coming up after the break. He's stuck with me. I got a lot to beef about.
Right now.